This is What's on Your Mind. Merry Christmas, one and all. The Christmas glow continues. What was that noise? You're complicating things by where you're doing this chair. Steve is obsessed now with his Christmas present. He is so enamored with his Christmas present that he refuses to do the show in a normal fashion.
I will tell you, this does not suck.
Folks, he's in a miracle massage chair as we speak. We've just posted on the Facebook page, if you want to see this in action, at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can find our Facebook page there. Go check it out. So how would you describe the experience, Steve?
Heavenly.
All right.
Just heavenly.
If you're listening closely, you can hear this massage going on as we speak right now. And by the way, it's like having five masseuses, personal masseuses, from your neck to your shoulders to your back.
Oh, minimum.
All the way down to your toes. You know, so check it out. The full body shot is at What's on Your Mind Radio's Facebook page right now.
Except I'm still trying to figure out the whole computer pad. It comes with a computer pad. I was trying to figure out completely on how to tip it up. So I guess I just have to be reclined.
The folks that distribute these chairs out of Grand Forks, Generous Jerry, if you've ever been to a Generous Jerry fireworks stand over the years, Jerry Breyer and his team are the new North Dakota distributor for these. They get them at a great price. And if we sell enough of them to our listeners, they've agreed to let Steve permanently do the show in one, Steve. So you should start begging is what you should do.
Folks, bye.
Yeah. MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950 if you really want to just have total relaxation in 2014. You'll want one of these chairs. All right, folks, later this hour, we're going to weigh into a dispute in a Bismarck neighborhood over the Ruth Meyers Hospitality House. Initially denied by the Bismarck Planning and Zoning Commission because it was in a neighborhood and the rezoning not allowing it. Now they are reconsidering that. So it's back on as a possibility, which has folks in the neighborhood upset, including Bob Snyder, who lives there. He's a Bismarck attorney. He'll join us on the program later this hour.
Well, especially after they had assumed it was a dumb deal because it was, I believe, an 11-1 vote against, not going to happen. And then miraculously got revisited.
All right, so we'll deal with that. Last hour we talked about the dispute at Pioneer Village between the State Fair Board and the Ward County Historical Society. And, of course, we've also been asking the very important question, which is, what was your best part of Christmas?
It's supposed to be the season of peace and love, and there's all these disputes.
Yes, we're trying to get back to this peace and love. You're making some very strange noises over there. He's trying to balance his laptop, microphone, his headphones, his notes for the show, all while getting this massage. This is not a pretty sight, folks.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Yeah, for you. Jim,
it is.
In Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jim, you're up.
Scott, I've been advocating since 1976 for the state and the park district and the city of Minot to come together, essentially buy all of the land between the Roosevelt Park and the Roosevelt Zoo, going all the way into the state fairgrounds. And basically, I know that it would create a lot of problems, but the neighbors and all need to come together. Minot needs a significant impact to become a destination center to be able to withdraw from southern Canada there, and something that people would drive across the state to see, and that's the only way that can make a big enough impact there.
What would you put there between those two areas you're talking about?
Well,
by the way, folks that have not been to Minot, the Roosevelt Zoo that's a treasure in and of itself. That place is fabulous.
Yes.
I love the Roosevelt Zoo. So you'd have the zoo, you'd have then obviously the fair. Those are the two bookends then you're talking about. What's in the middle?
Right. The two bookends in the middle, but the development around the Mouse River to be able to turn that into something that could be used a tremendous amount in the summertime and also in winter. But I would also build a major hotel down there as a destination attraction. Because when it comes to the state fairgrounds and that type of thing and during the state fair and also during the Hoos Fest, there is a serious lack of hotels. Although there may be current building over now, still in that area, would be tremendous to be able to expand that and also, make contact and do accommodation with out of Norwegian cities and stuff to be able to put a village down there that would also complement. implement what's done up on Broadway. And that's tied to the Park District in a 100-year lease. But Minot usually has a way of coming together, working together and developing vision and making it happen. And so since 1976, there's been several of us that have advocated. That's where we need to do a big development there.
I like your dream. It sounds wonderful. And you, the momentum you'd already have from the Hoost Fest and the notoriety that gets thanks to Chuck Wright and rest his soul. You know, I mean, think about Chester Wright and rather, you know, I mean, I mean, Minot's already on the map with folks that come from all over because of Hoost Fest. And obviously the state fair is a big draw for North Dakota. So you wouldn't have much to tweak what you're talking about, would you?
You know, Jim, though, you're right, though, because as I go to the state fair, one of the things that I notice, and this isn't a slight to our Canadian friends, but you mentioned it, there's a lot of Canadians that come down to the North Dakota State Fair. I would say in certain times, more so than North Dakotans travel to go to the state fair. It seems like the North Dakota State Fair is more of a big regional fair than a state fair. Especially when you compare it, and it's probably not a fair comparison, but you compare it to the Minnesota State Fair or an Iowa State Fair, that's the big deal. In North Dakota, I don't think the North Dakota State Fair is always as big a deal as what it should be, because you've got the population center with the Red River Valley Fair in Fargo and West Fargo. I think that's a little bit bigger draw for a lot of people.
Well, in the Grand Forks area, you've got over 800,000 people in southern Manitoba. And while they would not be working with that many numbers in Minot, they would be working with a significant amount of numbers. But the key issue would be to turn it into a park situation all the way over to the state fair. And then you would have a big destination draw. But again, let me emphasize, I know that it would create some issues. There is developments in there. We're talking about maybe a 3 or 4 block area, perhaps a little longer. But with the flooding of the Mouse River that's running through there and that type of thing, they could build facilities that would be able to withstand that. And it would uncomplicate all the housing situations right there along the map.
It's a good dream. Keep dreaming, Jim, and I think you better start by bringing folks together between the Historical Society in Ward County and the State Fair Board, because that's an ugly dispute right now that I hope gets solved. But I like your idea better. Dream big, as usual. Good to hear from you, Jim. Thanks for the call. Who's next there, Steve?
Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, I wanted to comment on the comment or the post on Facebook about the Congress. I wish I had an hour to kind of develop this idea, but I'll try and make it quick. You know, one of the things that poll shows is that even after a relentless assault from the liberal media on the GOP and on relentless assault in favor of Obama and the Democrats, we get this view that Congress is doing nothing and they're useless and they're the worst Congress ever and all this stuff. But what you got to remember is that what we're looking at is not a do-nothing Congress. You look at what Congressman Cramer and the Republicans tried to do on the House side with Obamacare. They worked very diligently, even through the shutdown, to try and get things done. But you've got Harry Reid and the obstructionist liberals in the Senate that are causing all these problems. And then there's this poll that just came out from CNN saying there's a 13-point swing in favorability to the GOP, where just 2 months ago we were at an 8-point deficit to the Democrats. Even after all of this, and the reason I say all this is because we need right now as conservatives to come together and start finding our candidates that we're going to support, get off of this third-party junk, and find the guy that we're going to support so we can get in there and get rid of these obstructionist liberals, because we have an opportunity that is unparalleled in history where we can really turn this thing around and do some great stuff and even repeal Obamacare in a veto-proof vote. If we can get the Republican Party to come together and quit fighting amongst ourselves and saying, well, I like this guy and he likes that guy, and we've seen it happen with Cuccinelli out there in Virginia. A third-party candidate destroyed what we could have done in Virginia because of a million different things, but there's can't express in strong enough terms how much we need to come together as a party to really get this done, because we have an opportunity right now that we can get things done and start turning this country back in the right direction. We could get a balanced budget amendment. We can get this Obamacare garbage taken care of. We can deal with fixing Social Security. We can fix so many problems if we can get these obstructionist liberals out of the way. And now we have an opportunity.
Brad, appreciate the call. He's talking about a new poll that shows two-thirds of Americans say the current Congress is the worst ever. Agree or disagree, you can weigh in on Facebook. Back to more of your calls after this. Thanks, Brad.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 23rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,200.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,245.17, $622.58 for a half ounce, or $311.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,245.17, $622.58, and $311.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You know, I want to go back to one quick comment from Brad. He mentioned the third party. I don't think the third party for the Republican Party is the problem. The Libertarian Party, which is getting, which draws out of quite often the Republican Party, that third party isn't the problem. The problem is within the Republican Party, there's three parties now.
I also think, to Brad's point about the media, I think the media sees a poll that suggests that two-thirds of Americans say the current Congress is the worst ever falls on Republicans. But mind you, the Senate is controlled by Harry Reid and the Democrats, right? And
only one leg is Republican.
And the House is held by, obviously, the Republicans. Now, I think what's interesting is another poll has come out here today. First one says two-thirds say the current Congress is the worst ever. Three-quarters call it a do-nothing Congress. But there's another poll that suggests that the Republicans have a 49-44 edge over Democrats in the generic ballot. Now, that, in other words, it means that when you go to vote, you're more likely to vote for a Republican or a vote for a Democrat. That usually gives you an idea of the sentiment of who they blame most, you follow me, for whatever ails them. And so, actually, that shows an advantage for Republicans, not by a huge amount, but for Republicans to have a generic ballot advantage is pretty significant. So lots of folks have weighed in on this, and we want your take on it, too. Generally, though, you think Congress is doing a horrible job, but you think your member of Congress is doing okay, and I'm curious if that's how folks feel in our part of the Northern Plains. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, booming to KCGB through 9:10 a.m. on the radio in Minot, and KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 Fargo-Moorhead. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Nathaniel in Bismarck, tell us, would you?
Yeah, this deal with Ruth Meyers opening up in the Baptist home, I wouldn't have a problem with it, except even at the current Ruth Meyers, background checks for warrants for people that come from out of state and even within the state, a requirement for them to have jobs within a certain period of time, a requirement to save money that they do go to work for so that they can eventually get their place and they're not perpetually living in the Ruth Meyers hospitality house, because I've seen it grow from the small place on 1800 East Broadway to the place on 23rd Street and now the Baptist home. If you want to see what the end result is going to be, check out the Ford Street Project in Ukiah, California, and see how many apartment buildings the homeless shelter there has right now, which they probably house about 2,000 to 3,000 people, and call them low income and require them to do so much that Ruth Meyers doesn't do. But it looks like Ruth Meyers is going to just keep growing unless something's done to make these people independent and productive.
So you're suggesting all those measures to sort of keep a handle.
Do background checks. If you look at the one on 23rd Street, there have been so many break-ins around those houses from 19th all the way up to 34th Street, people having stuff stolen, window peeping, women finding people in their home. It's not unrelated, and it's got to stop.
We're going to talk about it in a little bit with someone in the neighborhood, an attorney that agrees with you about the location that's currently being proposed and being reconsidered now by the Planning and Zoning Commission of Bismarck. Nathaniel, thanks for your comments. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Off-air comments are always welcome. We had a call come during the break that wanted to send a shout-out to some folks that helped her out on Christmas. Listen to this. Great story.
Hi. I just want to say thank you for people that were helping me out on Christmas Day of all days. Pretty wonderful. First of all, to the Good Samaritan that came to help shovel me out. I was on the 25th Street off-ramp off of I-94 on Christmas Day around noon. And also to the tow truck driver that came, and he was from I-29 Automotive Service and Towing on 3523 Main Avenue in Fargo. I mean, he was so good-natured. All of these people were so good-natured. And all of the police officers that also showed up, because there were two other vehicles involved. No one was hurt. Vehicles were not damaged greatly. It was scary for me to be going through this, but it just all worked out so wonderfully. And then, of course, to my family and to anyone that's responsible for making cell phones so that I could contact family, everything just worked out so well. I had a wonderful Christmas. And if you would play this on the air at certain times, I don't want to get on the air personally, but I want to get word out to these people so that they know that I am grateful. Thank you.
What a neat story, huh? And
that's pretty cool. Thank you for everybody that was out working over Christmas. And I think we forget when we're tucked at home with our friends and family We forget about the people that are on the road, like the law enforcement, the wrecker drivers, the people that are on call, the people that are working on those holidays. So thank you and kudos.
Absolutely. And for everyone that helped that woman, sounds like when she's talking I-94 and 25th Street, she's talking Fargo. She also mentioned I-29. So I think that was some folks that were good Samaritans on Christmas over in and around the Fargo area. Appreciate the call very much. Here's another call that came in during the last break.
Yes, as with Pioneer Village on the state fairgrounds, up here in the northwest corner of the state, we have had the same kinds of incidents coming along for years. It has gotten to the point to where over in Crosby, if you so much as drive your old tractor into town and park it in the driveway, you're going to have the cops knocking on your door. This is a hostile initiative. This is a battle that needs to be fought.
Appreciate the call. I'd love to know more about why driving an old tractor around Crosby is a problem. Sounds like the way life in Crosby ought to be every now and then. Ken in western South Dakota checking in on what's on your mind. Ken, tell us.
Good morning, guys. I just want to address this Republican issue. I'd like to hear your comments on all the Republicans that are not voting anymore simply out of disgust. And this third-party issue sounds very attractive to me as long as the present leadership of the Republican Party stays in place. That's all I had to say, and I look forward to your response.
I'm not a third-party guy. I am of the opinion the Republican Party needs a ton of reform. But I think if the third party is the way that you bring about the reform in the Republican Party, all you do is, you know, repeat the Ross Perot nightmare of, you know, of 1992.
And which
elected Bill Clinton. I mean, Ken Cuccinelli would be governor in...
I didn't mind Bill.
In Virginia. The point is, if you as a conservative voter want a conservative, you're not going to get one with a third party. You're going to elect more Democrats. Now, maybe the one argument can be made, that's what needs to wake up the folks that govern from the conservative side of the aisle. But, you know, that.
But you look at what's going on in the upper Midwest. You look at the, and I'll say western Minnesota, but you look at North Dakota, South Dakota, and eastern Montana, the conservative bastion that's there. We're a little spoiled, especially in North Dakota. You could vote for a C or an L rather than a D or an R.
I understand the frustration. I just don't think third party is the way to go yet. But certainly the threat of it might wake folks up. Thanks for the call,
Listening
Ken.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. at a state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2 or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He didn't yet bring Steve his own miracle chair, but he has one for the show today. And you're waiting for a little Saint Nick to bring the real deal to your dust.
Oh, we are loading this up in the truck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's right. For you and the dogs.
Yeah, this is going back to Bismarck with me.
By the way, someone called earlier about Northwest North Dakota and Crosby, and speaking of which, the scattered ice and ice and compacted snow is pretty prevalent. Highway 2, Highway 85, north of Williston, 50, what else? We got 42, and on down to 23, 28, 37. She pretty much from the, I don't know, Glendive north all the way to the border, back east all the way to Minot, Newtown, Williston, Tioga, Stanley, Highway 2, all pretty slick. And there also is a good chunk, Minot to Devil's Lake, pretty much the whole northern half of the state, on through Valley City down to parts of Fargo that also are snow-covered, scattered snow drifts that are out there. So do be careful if you're out and about. Some areas of 94 that I'm looking at have the wet, slushy, just the east and west of Bismarck. That's a little rough, too. So.
Well, and over to, from New Salem to about the Montana line, there's blowing and drifting snow over the highway, so... some icy spots there. Actually, a Twitter follower put that report in this morning.
Just talked to my father-in-law in Grand Forks. He said that the roads around town are slick, lots of accidents there, too. So do be careful if you are out and about. It looks like we have another winter weather event coming for northwest North Dakota tomorrow as things are looking a little rough as the wind will pick up. Temperatures will drop again, and we also will have some snow. So anyway... this little reprieve didn't last all that long, but a winter weather advisory is what they're calling it now for northwest North Dakota. Much colder air with accumulating snow returning to North Dakota. Actually, Saturday is when the worst of that will be, not necessarily tomorrow. Gusty north winds up to 35 miles an hour, causing blowing snow that could reduce visibility in the afternoon and early evening by Saturday night. Up to 2 inches of snow possible along and north of Highway 2. This is, again, northwest North Dakota, the Bakken, with generally an inch or less expected south of Highway 2. Saturday night, wind chill temps falling to near 40 below. So we're keeping an eye on that as well. All right, another topic we wanted to tackle today is something that folks in Bismarck have been watching closely, and that has to do with something known as the Ruth Myers House. The Bismarck City Commission has granted the Ruth Myers Hospitality House an appeal hearing over whether to rezone the former Baptist home for use as a food pantry, soup kitchen, salon, baby boutique, clinic, and other public services. The existing zoning allows the Ruth Myers operators to use the facility as an affordable housing area. That's what it is now, but not soup kitchen, food pantry, and all the things which would obviously allow a lot more traffic. The Bismarck Planning and Zoning Commission denied the request at a meeting November 20th, so an appeal was filed, and now the Bismarck City Commission is weighing in on this. Mayor John Warford opened discussion on the issue, saying the appeal request was properly filed and received. He said only one representative from each group would be allowed to summarize their stance for or against the rezoning. So this issue initially denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission, now reopened because of the appeal by the Bismarck City Commission. What should they do? That's the question we asked today, and we have a guest from the neighborhood, Robert Schneider. And, Robert, I know you're an attorney by training, but you're here more as a resident of this neighborhood than you are in your capacity as an attorney. Am I right?
Well, yes. However, I was very careful to not identify myself as an attorney in the documents I filed on this appeal by deliberately. And I did not ever say I was representing anyone else. And I'll tell you why. Because I believe that every citizen should have the right to read the ordinances and file a concise document with the city commission without having to read through a lot of legalese. And unfortunately, the way the ordinances are written right now, they are confusing.
And the reason I bring that up, just because I understand from your letter to the editor that you saw some, what you described as hostility towards you by one commission member, Mike Seminary, because of the fact that he thought you were there as an attorney. Is that right?
Well, he made that assumption, but I never declared that I was.
Right, okay.
And he certainly displayed hostility towards Blaine Nordwall, who did appear as an attorney on behalf of the Baptist Home Neighbors. In fact, Blaine also appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission as an attorney on behalf of the same group. And Mayor Warford, by the way, was a member of that Planning and Zoning Commission body. And the Planning and Zoning Commission voted 10-1 to deny the application for the zoning change. And Mayor Warford not only voted to deny it, he spoke out in favor of denying it.
We're talking with Bob Schneider, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, resident of the neighborhood where Ruth Meyerhouse is proposing to grow the facilities, the old Baptist home in Bismarck. Bob, explain to our listeners City Ordinance Section 14-01-06. That's where some contention comes in. Members of your neighborhood thought this was a done deal with a 10-6 vote against denying the application.
10-1
denying the application.
Yeah.
You thought it was a done deal at that point. Now this is back.
That's what we thought.
Explain to our listeners how that city ordinance plays into the fact that this is reemerging an issue.
First of all, I was not a part of there were discussions that went on long before the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing between Ruth Meyers and the Baptist Home Neighbors. I was not a part of that. And I'll tell you a really good story about why I became involved. Is 3 days before the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, a nice middle-aged lady came to my door. The weather was rotten, and asked me to sign a petition in opposition. And like most people, you know, I was generally in opposition of it, but I didn't know how bad, you know, what they were proposing was. And what really struck me is she said, well, I live right across the street from the Baptist home. And she came in, and I had a dog. And I said, well, you know, if worse comes to worse, well, I've got my dog. And she said, all I've got is my parakeet. And that really hit me. I mean, so I attended the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. I didn't speak at it. And then, of course, here comes this appeal. And this is an absolute mess. The 140106 of the city ordinances states that, and I'll quote you the language, any final decision of the Planning and Zoning Commission may be appealed to the City Commission by either the aggrieved applicant or by any officer, department, board, or bureau of the city. Notice of the appeal in writing shall be delivered to the city administrator or other designated official within 10 days of the City Planning and Zoning Commission's decision. Well, that seems pretty clear, doesn't it?
What was violated there?
Well, first of all, the notice of appeal was not filed by Ruth Myers, who was the applicant. It was filed by one Jeffrey J. Ubel, who identified himself as an architect and as an independent contractor, didn't say he had any authority to file it. He was just he was doing it on behalf of the Baptist, or on behalf of Ruth Myers.
All right, so
and then delivered it not to the city administrator, he delivered it to the director of the Department of City Works.
I don't want us to get caught in the weeds here, but basically you're saying you're challenging the legal standing of the appeal by the Bismarck City Commission. But let me ask you this. Do you have any reason to believe that they are going to ultimately vote differently than the Planning and Zoning Commission did?
Well, you know, here's what this comes down to. I mean, the Planning and Zoning Commission is there for a reason. There was a two-hour hearing in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission. It got to the point where they actually limited the number of people they would allow to testify. And this went on for 2 hours. Now, the Planning and Zoning Commission is there for a reason. I mean, they're kind of the front-line body that's made up not of politicians, but mostly of, you know, ordinary people who aren't paid for their service. They voted 10-1 to vote it down. I would think that the city commission should give great deference to that decision, but apparently...
And I'm asking you, though, I mean, the mayor's saying, okay, it's an appeal, we're going to hear appeal, one person from each side gets to speak. I'm saying, do you have any reason to believe that the votes are there going to be any different than they were in the Planning and Zoning?
Well, this the hearing they had on December 17th was, at least to my mind as an attorney, a fiasco. Everybody that showed up expected this to be the appeal hearing, except it wasn't. They basically, and by the way, as far as the challenge to the notice of appeal, which establishes jurisdiction for the city commission to hear anything else, was just blown by. I mean, apparently they decided that in the back room before the meeting even started. That they just blew right by that.
Let's get a call in here. Hang on one sec, if you would, Bob. We're going to get a call in here before the break.
Sure, yeah.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, if you want to weigh in this or any questions for Bob Snyder from the neighborhood. Go ahead, Cindy in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to add to the comments of the two previous people that were talking about the Ruth Myers hospitality area. And I do not live in the Baptist home area. I do know I would not want that in my neighborhood. I believe we have a difference to people that are low income and with families and disabled vets is one issue. People that are wandering, whether it be a mental instability or something of that nature, is a different one. If these people, don't get me wrong, I want to help those people too, but if they can't get the help they want or they refuse to, I think it would be very dangerous for the residents in the Baptist area. I also have been past the Ruth Myers home and what we call the transition center and the area where the gentleman previously talked about the houses up in there and up towards St. Mary's Cemetery.
Cindy, hold that thought, Cindy. Back with more after the break. Sorry, we're up against a heartbreak here. I'll go ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com, we keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Robert Snyder, a resident, about his concerns of rezoning the current Baptist home for the Ruth Meyers Hospitality House in Bismarck. Cindy, want to give you an opportunity to finish your comments.
Okay, one of the earlier gentlemen had indicated up by 34th Street, they're wandering all over. I have been up to the cemetery and have had to leave the cemetery taking care of family graves because these people are laying behind headstones and stuff, and obviously I'm very scared. The other issue I have is, yes, those people at the soup kitchens and stuff need help too. It just does not belong in that same environment.
Yeah, I think that's the point that we should get across here, Cindy. It's Christmas, right? We know people are in need; they need help. But there's an element that I think proves true. Whatever communities have been built in, that you build it and they'll come. All right, and they know that in this case, a soup kitchen. They can have food. They can have shelter. They'll come there. So to attract them to a neighborhood really is not fair to the current neighbors, and that's why you have zoning laws. Remember, I remember this debate in Fargo some years ago. They actually put one of these type facilities. It was a flop house, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks that were struggling with alcohol abuse, and they would, a detox center, they put it in an industrial area. You know, and maybe that's a better way to go. But appreciate your call, Cindy, and thank you for sharing. So that, you know, nobody's saying, hey, don't do this, don't build this, don't have this kind of service. The dispute here seems to be where to put it. Bob, are you in that camp too, Bob, as far as you just see a need here, just a question of where it should go?
Oh, there's obviously a need. And there was a letter to the editor today that misquoted Charles Dickens in saying basically the neighbors are acting like Scrooge. You know, under the existing zoning, the Ruth Myers Hospitality House can put in the low-income housing. And I don't think that the neighbors would object to that except for the parking, and that's going to be a real big problem, which I don't believe that Ruth Myers has addressed adequately. But what they want to do is basically make it one-stop shopping and expand it to a soup kitchen, a food pantry, and a lot of other services that you bet it's going to be a magnet for, you know, transients. And I invite people to read a very good letter that appeared in the Tribune on Sunday by a guy by the name of Lee Jacobs, who talks about internally what kind of problems they're going to have with families and transients housed in the same building. But apart from that, I mean, it's not just the neighbors that stand to be affected here. It's the Capitol grounds that are right across the street. It's Hillside Park, which is six blocks straight down Boulevard Avenue. There are a lot of schools in the area. There are a lot of churches in the area. All of them stand to be damaged by that. It's just not the neighbors that are alarmed by this.
Excuse me, Bob. Sorry, I was just going to weigh in. Evidently, there's some daycare in the neighborhood as well. We have an email from Sean that said he is aware of one daycare that has already had to close just due to the discussion of expanding in that neighborhood in Bismarck. Quite simply, parents did not want to run a chance of their kids being so close to a source of harm to their children from some of those who would take advantage of the services offered. While it's understood most are just down on their luck, there also are too many who have demonstrated in the past that they cannot be trusted around kids or have substance abuse issues, which kids should not be exposed to. Are you aware of the daycare that he's talking about?
No, I'm not aware of that one, but that is certainly a legitimate concern. And it's not, you know, not only internally as far as that building, the way that Ruth Myers wants to set it up, it's a concern for anyone who uses the parks, the Capitol grounds, the schools, the churches, everybody within an 8-block radius easily of what is now the Baptist home should be very concerned. Anybody that uses those facilities should be alarmed. But, you know, my point is this, and I think there's a larger issue here than the fact that, I mean, I was very critical about the way that Ruth Myers went about appealing this thing, which is just, I invite anybody to just read the notice of appeal and read the ordinance and compare them, and it's obvious to anybody. But I am really alarmed at the city commission, because from what I've seen, it appears to me that they are not following their own law. They are not following what the city ordinances require them to do. And if given how high a profile this matter is, you know, you would think they would be very careful to make sure they do it right. And it appears they're not reading or they're not following the law they're required to follow.
Bob, we're coming up against a break. What's the next step in the process? When's the city council going to be voting on this again? And what do you do to guard against this? What do you have to do on your part or the residents' part in this neighborhood? Their due diligence. Where are you at?
Well, I would suggest, you know, first of all, I would suggest that everybody take a look, go to the city administrator's office, not only take a look at the video, because it was, you know, it was on local cable channel. Go to the city administrator's office and take a look at the hearing on November 20th in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then take a look at this fiasco that happened on December 17th, and then look at what has been filed. I would also invite everyone to not only tune in, but possibly attend the hearing on January 14th.
All right, that's
honestly,
the date.
Even
that's,
as
that's
an attorney, the... I don't know what that hearing's going to be.
All right, but that's the date to be there. January 14th, circle your calendars, and we'll certainly follow this as we get closer to that date as well. Bob Snyder from that neighborhood, thank you very much for the time today. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. See you tomorrow. StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back guaranteed and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.